Welcome to Cambodian Queens. Today's story hits different because it's not just about one man's mistake. It's about the red flags we all see but choose to ignore when we're desperate for connection. This is Marcus's story. 41 years old, software engineer from Munich, Germany. He thought he'd left his old life behind when he moved to Ho Chi Minh City. Thought he'd found something real in the chaos and heat of Southeast Asia. But the warning signs were there from the very beginning, flashing bright as neon in the night markets. He just didn't want to see them. Or maybe he saw them and convinced himself they didn't matter. Either way, by the time he finally opened his eyes, he'd already lost more than just money. Before we get into Marcus's story, drop a comment and let us know where you're watching from. Have you ever ignored red flags in a relationship because you wanted so badly to believe in something? Hit that like button if you've been there, and subscribe if you want more real stories from expats navigating love and loss in Southeast Asia. All right, let's get into it. Here's Marcus's story. In his own words, I landed in Ho Chi Minh City on a Tuesday afternoon in late March, and the heat hit me like a physical thing the moment I stepped off the plane. I'm talking about that thick, wet heat that makes your shirt stick to your back within seconds. Coming from Munich, where March still meant grey skies and cold rain, it felt like stepping onto another planet. I took a taxi from the airport into District 1, and the whole ride, I just stared out the window at the chaos. Motorbikes everywhere, weaving through traffic like schools of fish. Street vendors on every corner. The smell of grilling meat and exhaust fumes, and something sweet I couldn't identify. It was overwhelming and intoxicating and exactly what I needed. I'd been divorced for 8 months, married for 12 years before that to a woman who'd slowly grown to tolerate me rather than love me. We'd stopped touching years before the actual end, stopped talking about anything that mattered. I'd wake up in our perfectly organized apartment in Schwabing, make my perfectly organized breakfast, go to my perfectly organized job, and feel absolutely nothing. Just this grey flatness that stretched out in every direction. When she finally asked for the divorce, I felt relief more than anything else. But the loneliness that came after was something different. It wasn't the absence of her specifically. It was the absence of possibility. The sense that my life had already happened and now I was just waiting it out.